From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. A new survey by Bank of America found that roughly half of black small business owners think they'll bring in more revenue this year, and a quarter say they'll plan on hiring. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports on how black business owners are feeling about the economy right now.
So far, 2021 hasn't been all that bad for Sherrard Duvall. He runs OTR Media Group, a video production company in South Carolina. A lot of its work producing short films dried up last year, so it pivoted to building and installing live streaming equipment. And so far, his revenue is where it was a year ago.
I don't want to speak too soon, so I'm going to try to let this first quarter go by. If this continues on into April, I'll feel a little more comfortable about that.
And now he's hearing back from some of the clients who walked away last year.
A lot of those folks are coming back and saying, hey, you know, we still want to do it, but we want to retool it for today's climate.
Over half of business owners surveyed said they've had to reinvent their businesses, like Duvall did. AJ Barkley is head of neighborhood lending with Bank of America. She says that helps explain why a quarter of black business owners say they plan to hire more staff.
I mean, there's some that we're doing restaurants and now that are catering, for instance. Now, do you need to hire when you're catering? Probably more than you did when you had a restaurant, perhaps.
The survey found that more than half of black small business owners say their growth has been limited because it's been hard to get capital.
I've talked to many business owners that said, I've applied for an SBA loan in the past, I got denied.
Apollo Woods is the founder of OKC Black Eats, a restaurant marketing firm in Oklahoma City. He says the current round of the Paycheck Protection Program has done a decent job targeting minority-owned businesses. But he says don't forget that during the first round, black business owners had a hard time getting loans.
The trust isn't there. So you have to build this level of trust that gets the business owner to want to give the energy and effort again to try.
Many black-owned banks are trying to step into that breach. Robert James II with Carver State Bank in Savannah, Georgia, says his bank's hiring to try to do that.
We need people who, you know, can help us beat the bushes and find those great loan opportunities to make so that we can get the capital out.
The survey found that over 80% of black business owners said they had to work harder to achieve the same level of success. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.